Cardinal George Pell has faced Melbourne Magistrates Court today over historical sexual offence charges. It was his first hearing after being charged last month by Victoria Police. Noel Debien is with us now. He's part of the ABC's Religion and Ethics Unit. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, Patricia.
Talk us through George Pell's background and his position in the church up to this point. Why is this such a significant day?
It's such a significant day for the widely reported fact that he's the most senior Catholic priest to ever face such charges, because he's a cardinal and he is also part of the Vatican's own inner staff. He's part of the nine cardinals who advise George Pell, and he's also in charge of Vatican finance because he's the prefect of that congregation. So that's why the whole world was in Melbourne this morning, why CNN was there, why BBC was there, why everybody's looking at it. But in terms, of course, from the Australian point of view, this is a very significant figure in the Catholic Church. In particular from within. You know, don't forget, Oxford educated. He was at the Constitutional Convention. He founded a second university in Sydney when he put in Notre Dame. He founded Australia's first Catholic medical faculty. He pulled off World Youth Day in 2008 with 400,000 young pilgrims. He's a companion of the Order of Australia. He's done lots of things. He's been in lots of places.
He didn't have to enter a plea today, but his lawyer was very clear to state his intention to plead innocent. Why do you think they decided to do that today?
I think the easiest way to put that is that the cardinal has been adamant since the beginning, and this goes back years, that he is innocent of charges. And even though he would have had the choice to say nothing today and wait, he has come out on the front foot and said categorically, I'm innocent of all the charges. And he's making it very clear right from the outset that he'd turn up himself. He was there in person. He didn't have to be. And I see it as a sort of a front foot move to say, I'm innocent, I'm defending the charges, and I'll be here right at the most, even the most, how would you put it, routine of court appearance. I'm going to turn up.
And that's right. And even when this first emerged, he said, and he was charged by police, that he was looking forward to clearing his name. He's been consistent on this.
He has. He's never wavered. He's never said maybe. He has tried on a number of occasions to say he doesn't wish to offend or harm victims by claiming his innocence, but he's been adamant that he's innocent of these charges.
What were the circumstances of Pell's return to Australia? He came back voluntarily with permission from the Pope. Is that right?
That's exactly how it's been reported and how he has told it. As far as we can see, he's taken leave, and this is what he tells us, that he's stepped aside from his duties as the prefect for the economy. That has left complexity in Rome because the chief auditor resigned a few weeks ago, and that leaves really nobody to drive it at the moment. And that's, on occasion, you may have seen even in the news in the last 24 hours, the scandal about Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone and the money that was used to do his private apartments just blew up in the news. And that's the sort of irregularity that the Vatican finances have been famed for 20 or 30 years and perhaps much longer.
Will he remain in Australia now, or will he return to the Vatican? He's taken leave from the Vatican. Will he stay in Australia for the remainder of these proceedings?
That's hard to know. From what I understand from today, October is the next action of appearance, but I've heard various different things. And so it would determine on the length of time between activity that's needed. But I would imagine, given that he's back here now, that this is a very important case, and it's internationally important, not just personally important to the cardinal. It's internationally important because so many people are looking at it. I would find it hard to believe that he'd go back to Rome to take up the level of work that he's been doing, and it's complex work which requires determination and focus. I suspect he'll be here for the duration of his defence.
And of course, that duration could really take a very long time. He's taken leave from the Vatican. The understanding we have is that he will return to that role, you know, at the end of these proceedings. And of course, he wants to clear his name, as he said. But that could take a very long time.
It could. It could be very lengthy. How long's a piece of string? I don't know. And it is, there'd be many people in Rome who opposed his work in reforming curial finances who will be delighted with this. who will just see this as, well, now we've got a break because, you know, this is all put on hold. And there will be, I think, disappointment from those who had hoped in Rome that he would be able to get through this task. And everybody has said widely, a very difficult task to reform the Curia and its finances.
And he will be under extreme scrutiny for the duration of the time, won't he? People have very strong feelings about this story, which is why it's so important to report it in a very, very careful way to allow him to have a free trial without any prejudice.
Absolutely, that's the important thing here. It's complicated because, as you know, in the state of Victoria, a judge-only trial is not an option unless changes are made to your legal system. So it must be a jury that's impaneled. And yes, there is going to be an enormous amount of interest in it. And I have heard various extreme views, either, you know, he's guilty or he's completely innocent and this is a show trial. I've heard all of those things, as you have over the years. And that's what the media has to avoid, making any judgment. We now have to be in a position where we say he is innocent until proven guilty. And we must tread very carefully now that these things are sub judice and they need to be considered by a jury. And he needs to get a fair trial. And so do those who are making the allegations need a fair trial. They don't need the thing confused.
Cardinal Pell has faced a number of health issues in the past. Can you tell us about those health issues and what the state of play is at the moment for Cardinal Pell?
I don't have inside running on that. I only know what the general media has had leaked to it. He had a pacemaker put in, so there have been some heart issues, and I would expect that meant that's possibly why he had complications with travel, because, as you know, long travel can give you things like deep vein thrombosis, those sorts of things. That's my guess. I don't have any inside information on that. But he came back to Australia in a long-haul flight by taking breaks, and that's how he did it. So I would understand that looking at him in court, he's not a beaten man and he's not exhausted. He's ready to step up. So I don't think he's unfit to stand trial. He's certainly fit to stand trial as far as I can see.
Noel, many thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Noel Debien there. He's from the ABC's Religion and Ethics Unit.